Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
me to you.
Just focusing, taking some time to escape, appreciating how they make wine from grapes. What is it about Cuban cigar? Is it the taste? Should go to France and cop Venice bottles by the case. I just had a discussion about the woman's philandering and husband. She love him. Do marriages last anymore is the question. Cause I done went down the line with many women who fine. Gave them back a baton. Peekable Fendi too. It's unspeakable things they do. Sneaking with other dudes. Lost your sweetness. You be freaking. It's me that you accuse.
Wow.
And I'm getting too old for this. This is loneliness. Homebody needing someone to kiss and light the OG with. And to chill and listen to oldies with. And raw silk cause that's just a cozy fit. I swear my life is getting stressful. It wasn't special till I met you.
I got time with this one.
You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that.
No,
I'm the big daddy. And dear, a mere musketeer that would dare to compare. Put him in the rear, back there where he can't see clear. Get a beer, idea, or near seer. Yeah, sworn to be, wanna be competition. Trying to step to me, must be on a mission. Up on the stage is where I'ma get you at. You think I'm losing? Picture that.
Throughout my crew, well, you all know T.J. Thrawn, who sang on my records. Make the music nobody beats the biz, well, check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big truck jewelry and extensions in the hair. When Thrawn tried to kick it, she always fed, talking about, nigga, please, you work for UPS. Since he was no type of big drug dealer, my man T.J. Thrawn didn't appeal to her. But now he trucks Gola with fly ballet boots, rough leather fashion and tux silk suits. Now she stopped frontin' and wants to speak, and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his deeper number, she be begging please, dying for the day to get skis. She caught the vapors. She caught the vapors. She caught the vapors. She caught the vapors. I got another brother that's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. A mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What grown-ups would tell him he would never obey. He wore his pants hanging down and his sneakers untied, and a rasta type tangle tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood people treated him bad and said he was the worst thing his mom ever had. They said he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum, or either in jail or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a child be saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star, now they caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. Now I got a cousin by the name of Vaughn Lee. better known to y'all as Commander Cool V. He cut, scratch, transform with finesse, and all that mess. But I remember when he first started to rock and tried to get this job in a record shop. He was in it to win it, but the boss fronted, said, "Sorry, Mr. Lee, but there's no help wanted." Now my cuz Vaughn still tried on and on and on till the light breaks the dawn to put this J-O-B in effect, but they'd look right past him and be like, "Next!" Now for the year of 88, Cool V is making dollars, so my cuz is like straight. He walks into the same record shop as before, and the boss be like, "Vaughn, welcome to my store." Offering him a job, but nah, he don't want it. Damn, it feels good to see people up on it. Cause I remember when, at first they wasn't. Now guess what they caught from my cousin? The vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. Last subject of the story is about Bismarck. I had to work for mine to put your body in park. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be down with a lot of MC, DJ, and crews in town. Saw a screw on Nova Street, I said, "Can I be down, champ?" They said nope, and treated me like a wet food stamp. After getting rejected, I was very depressed. Sat and wrote some death doodle rhymes at my rest. When I used to come to parties, they make me pay. I would have to beg to get on the mic and rap that day. I was never into girls, I was just into my music. They acted like I wanted to keep it instead of trying to use it. But now things switch without belief. Yo, Biz, do you remember me from Noble Street, G? We used to be down back in the days. It happens all the time and never cease to amaze. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your co-host, La Perla Negra, and I'm here with this amazing host who allows me to ride shotgun with him all the time, Sergio Atterbury, a.k.a. King Atterbury. How you doing tonight, King?
Hey, what's going on, La Perla? I'm feeling good, and also thank you for always riding shotgun with me, you know what I'm saying, traveling this whole orbit of Epiphany World. So, hey, that's a beautiful thing. We here.
Wow, man, it's my pleasure. It always has been. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is King and Queen's Quarters. This is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Now, before I go any further, I'm going to give you all the dial-in number, and then I'm going to give a shout-out and a thank you to someone who, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't even be. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We'd love you to. And this wonderful person that I speak of is a very, very good friend of mine. And he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is the CEO and creator of Raw Links. Ooh, I got my Raw Links on, King. You got yours on?
Yeah, I'm definitely rocking in the night. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, these beautiful pieces of jewelry that Sergio and I speak of can be acquired on Amazon, on Instagram, and at Raw Links, BRAW at Facebook.com. And if you can't get them over there, you can holler at any one of us here at Epiphany, and we'll be sure that you get to adorn your body with one of these amazing pieces. And the person that I speak of is named Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, baby!
Yeah.
I'm kind of getting comfortable with saying that. It just does something for me. I like it a lot. So, what's good tonight? What is good tonight, Sergio? What's this night about?
excuse me. I was just thinking to myself the other day, right? Like, what is hands of thoughts? You know what I mean? And I was like, how can that be brought into existence? And I'm like, okay, yeah, hand of thoughts. So how do you allow your fingers to move them words across the lines?
Okay.
Because if the brain is activated, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, you have the hand of thought. That's how you're traveling. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You let them fingers okay. start moving. The hand moving, the fingers is right there. Sliding across. Let's go.
That's what's up. All right. I like that. I never heard it put that way before, but that's I mean, it's, I wouldn't expect anything less. You come up with these topics and these titles that are not common that, to hear. And sometimes I've never heard of them, but I like them and I can relate. I can absolutely relate. So
thank you.
Dope. This is absolutely dope. Yeah. But let me ask you that question then. Hold on. You said, how do you allow your fingers to move them words across the lines, quote unquote, with this hand of thoughts?
Right. It's something I find it can be kind of standoffish a little bit because of maybe wherever you are. It can be, mm-hmm. it could put somebody in a complex sort of thinking pattern. You know what I'm saying? Like, you sit there for a minute and you contemplate your thoughts. Something might come to you. You can always kind of feel where you're going between the first and second line, I believe. You know what I mean? Or even the third and fourth line. But I feel like once you start, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, okay, you come with the words, formulating them. You might have a half sentence. Then you're like, okay. Then it's like being an architect. How you creating that design. Excuse me, but it's just the words coming across. And you're just like, okay, you see that line right there, and then all of a sudden you start the next one the same way.
Okay.
So everything is a formation. It's just you letting the
okay.
words guide you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. I feel you on that one. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what about yourself?
Mine, I'm a combination of everybody, let's put it that way, of several different parts of a personality. It all depends on the energy that I encounter. 'Cause it's usually me that's walking into the energy, not the other way around. Sometimes people will approach or people will come. I will cross paths with certain folks and I'll notice certain. I always notice the energy. Let's put it that way. But as far as my poetry goes, there are certain times when I'm writing, when I'm just like jotting some shit down, you know what I mean? And I'm like, I can use that later on. And then it may turn into a whole piece. I may not stop writing. I may continue because it started sounding good to me. But if I'm really, really feeling it, yo, it flows smooth. I'm trying to tell you. It's just like my hand, I can't stop writing. If I'm really, really feeling a piece, like everything in life is an inspiration for me to write, because I've experienced so much and more lows than highs in my life. And I get very, very passionate about my writing. And if I'm feeling it, I might spend all day on a piece. And I might actually break that piece into several different pieces. You know, it could turn into several different pages, back and front. I'm old school. I write on the front and the back of the pages. That's just me.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much how it is with me, you know.
Feel you on that. That's what's up.
Okay, so how we doing this tonight? Are we what we doing? We doing kings first or queens first? What we doing here?
Yeah, I'll jump out the window. Yeah, while I, you know what I mean? I'm
gonna pull
this off. excuse me. Got a little sore throat tonight going on.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to move out of the way. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, cool. Thank you. All right, this piece is titled Finding Fresh Focus. Left the concrete jungle, found the home, excuse me, hold on. Left the concrete jungle, found the working hustle. Many years at the shore built up a lot of muscle. Some of the women are cutters. They loving the man as gentle. Pastime lovers, be mental, hoping they can rekindle. Searching out for the real queen. We start off as cordial. Maybe one day be loyal. If you see me, I saw you. Touch your thoughts. If it's right there, it's almost end of the year. In my head, I'm like, oh, yeah, baby girl, make it real, real clear. I will drop whatever you want. Be secure in the core. Sergio knocking at the door. Let me know about the tour. Exploring some possibilities. Walk through life with humility. The ills of the world are killing me. Need a love that considered me. The type they like who excite the world they live in. Making time by chilling, also playing the right position. If a ghost is your host and approach is not close, send out a call through the morning while you're drinking this coffee roast. That's that piece.
Damn. I don't know where to start. Oh, damn. Oh, that was dope. I want to hear it again. Where was you at when you wrote that mentally?
trying to adapt to this COVID life.
Okay.
It was like the wintertime of 2020.
Oh, that's a couple years old. Okay. Oh, excuse me, Lord.
Yeah, I went into the archive. That was like one of my favorites a little bit. You know what I mean?
That's a fact. I got something from the archives for y'all too.
Should have titled the show Mirror Fact.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right. That's what's up.
Leave that for another time.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Well, step back and let you do your 1-2 thing. You know what I mean? The Pearl Enigma.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, this is kind of old, and I kind of tweaked it a little bit, did a little bit of switching around, adding a little bit to it. But, this is called All in Love is Fair. A writer takes his pen, write the words again, that all in love is fair. I was once asked, why does a place where love is no longer found exist? I said, because you don't know how much pain your heart can take until you no longer care that the bad memories won't fade. They always kept telling me for years that all in love is fair. I always kept that mindset, even though I knew it was a lie after a while. Because how can it be when pretty little lies ain't really so pretty after all? Using them as reasonable bullshit excuses after promises and words have been broken. How can it be when two people so seriously, so honestly vow to stay in love as one, but one is out becoming someone else with another? And love is no longer bound to be. So the future is now an uncertainty, a mystery anymore from what was certain to be. And yet you still tell yourself it's always been said, all in love is fair. Because memories of being high on love are clinging and toxicity has become a common comfort zone. How can love breathe to exist when they believe that they call what they call okay rejection and isolating was excused as protection? All in love is fair, huh? Well, I loved him, but I was at war because he turned my happy into a battlefield of competition for the superficially best. I had no defense, no armor.
Love.
And that's that piece.
Damn. Yo, that was a... That was a mental piece right there. I'm going to just say that. I'm just like listening, and I'm just like, damn. You know, what makes me think about is when somebody is in competition with you, you know what I'm saying, in the relationship, like one trying to act like they better than the other. And the all, mm-hmm. and what it all should be about is just love. You loving one another. You know what I mean? Why you want to be the star of the show when we the dynamic duo? I mean, yeah, that was a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
That's why I was just sitting back here, like, thinking to myself, like,
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. But, Sergio, before we go any further,
Yeah.
I think some bills need to be paid real quick.
Hey.
And then maybe we can come back with a song. I mean, I see the callers listening. I see you listening, but ain't nobody put their hand up. And they out there. They in here. You know?
Yeah, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Don't clap your hand. Raise it up.
So, yeah, I'm a pay some bills, and maybe you could throw one of your famous tunes up in there. Nah, then we can come all back.
Cool, that's
just some more poetry.
Yeah. All right,
be right back.
All right, cool.
Tiffany Radio.
Here we go, y'all.
Yo, Rex in the Freak. In full effect.
That you can claim. All you gotta do is come on and sing.
the new jack swing. Yes, the R is my name. Make me dance to my thing. Is the way I entertain, baby. I made the beat you like. Yes, that's right, it's out of sight. All my beats are very hype. Yes, GR is moving it right. Right. I got Key Sweat, Hemi D, Today, Mo D, B-Shore, and my man Bobby Brown. I got Venomman, Redhead, Boy George, James A, Deja, and my homeboy Guy. And you got to get down. Oh, yeah.
Hi, look, took me back to what's his face, New Jack City. That's what I was thinking about that movie. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna tell you something though, and y'all might take my black card for this, but I just realized that what's his name played in oh my god, the chick that was dealing with
G Money,
yeah, and then started messing with Wesley. She was Nola from She's Gotta Have It. I just realized.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. I don't know why that just dawned on me. I was in here
that
like
dude, that dude was my school teacher in junior high school. The light skinned dude, with the like big forehead.
Now I'm trying to remember who was playing.
One of her love interests, not the dude that was folding
clothes.
Okay,
and she's gotta have it.
Yeah, and she's gotta have
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah, his name was Redman.
You definitely gonna have me pulling out that movie and looking at it.
Yeah, his name was Redman Hicks or that. He had left the school to go do that movie or not.
Okay, all right.
He's like, yo, check out Mr. Hicks. He's like,
that's what's up. Okay. All right, well. Third, yo, I'm still trying to let that roll off my lip easy, but it's hard because, honestly, I know that King is your pen name, one of them. But I addressed my brothers as King anyway. So kind of, if I keep slipping back to King, you just, hey.
It's all good. You know what I mean?
All right, well, since I don't see no hands up, let's keep this flowing with our poetry. What else did you bring?
All right, I got this joint right here called Pick Up the Bars.
Mike is yours.
All right, thank you. So, piece is titled Pick Up the Bars, and we're going to set it off like this. As I lift up the gate, to create and demonstrate. I know most of them hate what I have on my plate. The places over here and there, when I appear, few spots I've never geared to touch exhaling prayers. No mystery to kiss me, Mother Nature raised me, Father Time he paid me, situations be crazy, never one that's lazy, we all relax, a peace of mind. Worry about yours, I'm out here trying to get mine. Bottom line, the universe, watch what you be telling me. There's no refund or exchange for what is selling to be. So when I shut down and reboot the inner system, it was just an intermission. Now check my algorithm. Method of my madness, focus on your Buddhist monk. Discipline, listening, still carry that old spunk. Searching for a slam dunk, my height only 5'10". Late night, where's Letterman? Please tell him to let me in. Make time for platforms that's hot. I'm just warming up. Some get stuck looking around for that pop luck. Artistic, when I spit it, perhaps I'll truly gift it. My true calling, missed it. Choose something different. Type what I write to recite from what I wrote. Balance act, no tightrope. Preparing next episode. Life of a writer. Work hard and play to win big. There's only one life to live and receive from what you give. Sergio.
You know what, you end your pieces with such a on a serious note. Not that your pieces aren't serious, but it did kind of, you come a little hard when you end them. And I don't know if it's the tone in your voice, the way you push your energy, or if it's just those words, period. Maybe it's a combination of both. But I noticed that when you spit, you have to sit up and take notice to what you are saying, because if not, you'll miss something. And I think all your pieces are really, really dope. Thanks for that.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, some of them come short, but that's just me. That's just me just saying, like, yo, mic drop, I'm done. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing else to say. You know,
yep.
I think that's just where it is mentally. Like, when I write them, when I just like, yo, all right, that's it. I ain't got shit else to say. You know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, I grabbed another piece. This piece is super, super old. Oh, my God. I don't even remember when I wrote this joint.
All right. Hey, let's get in the groove. Plus, we have a caller. So we here. We all here.
All right. Thank you. This is called The Other Side of Fear. As she closes another chapter on her life, she turns the page, entering anew. Frightened and closed off, but willing. Willing to open as she prays for love's rain to fall all around to greet her new experience in life. But she can smile again. She misses her smile after it was run off with. She recovered all but its last chapter. Her new book entails beautiful and wonderful and promises kept. Time spent, respect, great loving, and he stayed. But those chapters have yet to be written. Make her want to expose all that she is completely naked and unafraid. But fear makes her tread lightly and slow-paced. Even when he says he wants to be her earth, that he'll wait for her until the sun burns out and the ocean can provide no more. Yet her frightened heart still second-guesses his true intentions. Some damage done. Her mind continues to process the logic that if it is safe to love again and to fall hard, while the fear that has taken up residence within her deep wounds causes apprehension in her steps towards the promise of a perfect love. She's still walking forward. Masterpiece.
Strength. That's all I can say. I'm one word in everything tonight. Strength right there. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Yes, boldness, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank
accuracy.
You.
You know what I mean? So,
you.
Hey.
Appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, you're very welcome, well, hey, you got to be a fighter in this world. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And there's something that I keep. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I was going to say fight for your life.
Absolutely. But you know what? It's something I keep with me. I think I had posted it maybe about 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I don't know. But I said, capture peace of mind wherever it may be, wherever you find it. And I keep that with me all the time. It keeps me in a certain mindset. And it just reminds me to stay peaceful. Don't be so quick to react to how your system responds to certain things, people, places, things, you know what I mean? Attitudes,
right.
Energy.
True,
just, you know, try to stay calm first, and you can assess everything that's going on, and that'll let you know whether it's even worthy enough to give your time and energy to, you know?
Facts on that, man. We got to watch ourselves nowadays on that, you know what I'm saying? Extending that hand of, you know what I'm saying, gratification or gratitude or just kindness and stuff like that, because sometimes people are take that hand and don't want to give it back. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you got to watch how you extend it. You might have
absolutely
to give it back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
At least with the debt, you can get it back. You know what I mean? You can pull back.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you're right. Some people want to, you know, there's so many different names you can give those type of folks. but they're, you know, they're energy vampires, leeches, you know, they don't want to let go because what you have is something good that they can feed off of. So I get what you're saying. I get exactly what
hand
you're hold saying.
I got one, hand holders.
Non-releasers. I feel you on that one.
Yeah, non-releasers.
Yes. All right, so, I do see we got a caller up in here with their hand raised. How about we open up this first mic? We got one of Epiphany's hosts, a family member. As a matter of fact, he is the host of the Inspiration Factory. We got ourselves a divine inspiration. Hey, Pastor Farley, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
Yo.
I'm doing pretty good. As long as y'all can hear me, I'm doing good.
Hey, we can hear you just fine.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, these devices have been cutting up. Or it's me.
I know.
I'm not going to put that outside of the realm of possibility.
It's all right. It's all right. We've all been through it. Trust me. We have dealt with it. So, you know, it ain't nothing special. It just happens. You know, as long as we find a remedy, we're good.
True
fact. And we're here, so that's all that matters.
I know that's right. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I was so glad to do something tonight because I just finished, I think, finally, a piece that I had to go back and tweak it with. But I just finished this piece that I didn't want to speak. And I didn't want to do it last night on the Inspiration Factory because it's not that it can't be done there, but I just didn't feel I was the venue for it. So I get to do it here. And this piece was inspired, I think, by the Get Down. There was something that was said, something sparked me during that show.
Okay.
I think there might have been a dialogue about this specific, this specific sentence, title or empowerment or what have you. But you'll see when I do the piece, I think maybe. Or when I give you the title, if you were there, you'll remember. But anyway, that's where it came from.
Well, I'm going to move out of the way, and I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
His piece is called Why Do You Fear My Greatness? There is something so heinous, it defies being given a proper name. But even still, I gotta say my piece. And if this end is just for me to merely vent, this thing, when viewed in its totality, hate is its master. It follows hate with blind loyalty, open, shameless, entire world to see. And you can best believe this thing was not heaven sent. The world sees you for what you are, a parasite, a vampiric ilk of sorts. Surely you have proved yourselves time and time again as imps, rated among Satan's greatest cohorts. Deceptively, you embrace your intended victim and then voraciously sink deep your fangs of demonic greed. As usurpers, you suck dry, decimate, defecate, defile, and destroy. Then, like a swarm of locusts, after your destruction, the lies you tell. Unbelievably, actually believe, obviously, you are satanically possessed or hexed. You, quote-unquote, discover a land where you are benevolently embraced in love. But all you saw was the land's wealth, so you massacre, biologically attempts to eradicate. You didn't see the love extended. You instinctively met love with hate. Once you realize erase that strong indigenous race, you created reservations. And in America, slavery was born and accepted so quickly that it abominably became the norm. Your satanic studies showed you the errors of your ways. So moving forward, your sole purpose and intent was to cut out the rest and just enslave. Even unto the motherland of Africa, you slithered, astounded, emasculated, and shamed, civilized, glistening Nubian kings and queens you encountered, who, to you, true to your nature, once again reared its ugly head, and millions of Nubians were soon to be dead. Dead to the generational wealth of wisdom. Wisdom of the wealth of morals and wealth of symbiotic lifeline to Mother Africa. You took Nubian kings and queens, God's original man, a race born from the dust of that same land from which God blessedly created Adam, the first human and Nubian man. And you dared to label them as property, chattel, even less than your family dog. You fed them from the scraps you wouldn't feed your pet, chicken feet, and the guts, ears, and the feet, and such of a hog. And we turned it into delicacies, and we mentally survived and physically thrived in slavery. As did you, when you stole your quote-unquote properties, medical wisdom, and inventions, and patented them for yourself, proving your arrogant and godless sense of superiority, ironically, was birthed by the theft of your chattels' intelligence. The brilliance of the Nubian race was and is the source of your ill-gained wealth. Your claim to relevance and fame comes from the greatest and the greatness of those you have sucked dry. If you could ever jackhammer and chisel the hatred to surround your heart, you would drop to your knees and pray God to allow you a do-over and afford you a brand new start.
nothing, it seems, is beyond the depths of degradation that you would go to feed off and breed off and need off the greatness of others. For me personally, prolific turbulence birthed from your existence is hatred and your arrogance. Every sect, tribe, or race upon your initial contact, you are met with respect and benevolence, doors open to you to share with you, to break bread with you. But your quote-unquote wisdom and wisdom are perfect examples of what wise and unwise is. Instead of learning how to fish during that time in your existence, growing and learning in humility and grateful pride, your wisdom dictated you steal the fish and claim it as your own, caught by your very own hands, as was the generational symbiotic coexistence that died for so many victims of the hatred you injected and infected, like with your quote-unquote discovery of this beautiful, inhabited, civilized land. Truth upon truth are there plainly for all to see. Some purposely disguised, but most are blatantly, convictingly, arrogantly, even proudly celebrated and taught. So your arrogance, you expose your hypocrisy and your unethical democracy, thinking you and you alone had the wisdom to perceive that in truth, it was your master who in the garden approached Eve. So long is your history filled with evidence of how you stole, plagiarized, and deceived. All I can say that would be of any merit or usefulness is, I love you, and I forgive you. Yet there is one question I must ask of you. Why do you fear my greatness? Poem.
You just took us to church.
I know that's okay. Right. I'm sitting back like want to go hallelujah. Hey, oh. Man, that was masterful presentation. I mean, for a word up. I love that piece.
Thank you. I told you. Well, I said that was inspired by something that was said on the Get Down.
Okay.
That's where it took me.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, that's where my daddy took me with it.
You went
okay.
There.
Okay. You know what? You have always been very passionate with your pieces, and you give it to us when you spit. And that wasn't any different. It's just that I felt like things were being removed as you were saying in this piece, because you were, it's just like you just didn't come to play tonight, you know. And I'm like, well, I mean, I'm you know, I'm a visual person. I'm very, very visual. So when people speak of the Garden of Eden and what took place, you know, the whole story, I see myself in there just standing and watching the chain of events unfold, you know, and this piece took me there like, damn, I thought you was finished for a second and you came right back with another strong line. I'm like, all right, well, go ahead and get them. I'm going to sit here. That was an amazing piece.
That really validates. It validates writing, I guess. Your responses. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, we're always our own worst critics, or underestimating ourselves, or whatever the case might be, or our ability to be used by God. That's the part that maybe I need to focus on a little bit, because it don't matter. He can use anybody. But that piece,
right about
that's
that?
The first time that I spit that piece, and I was just a conduit, I think, you know, because when I wrote it, I wasn't really cognizant of everything that I was writing as, you know, the fluidity of the piece or whatever. I was just writing. And I kind of looked it over before I decided that it was going to be done tonight here. But that was the first time that I really just read it out to hear it being read. So it took over itself. So now it's telling me something. So we all got to look something from that one. But your comments, that was why you could think.
Yeah, you seem like you was ready to splash some people with some holy water and shit. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
I'm rebuke. That's what I was thinking about.
Be that time.
Listen, I'm like, yo, I can see Paul walking around with a bottle of holy water. Oh, devil in there? Splash. He's killified.
Well, look.
Okay.
Danielle. Don't get it twisted. I keep a bottle of holy oil in my bag at all times.
See?
I know you do.
But you know,
I know you do.
9 times out of 10, it's for me for protection than it is for somebody else.
Yeah.
You never know what you're encountering out here. So you better keep yourself covered. Then you can be of service to someone else perchance, but you better keep yourself covered. Because this is a real warfare that we come into the pitch of the battle.
Right.
I was thinking, that's when them things going to happen in a few generations. Them time, that privilege is done and over with. There's too many signs that have been shown.
Absolutely.
100% pinpoint accurate. So you can sleep. You know, there's that parable of the 10 virgins. You know, some had the oil, some was without. You know,
what's funny?
I ain't going to start preaching tonight.
No, that's cool. You know what? I used to rub my hands with frankincense oil before I went into the job most of the time. Many years ago. I might need to start doing that again. You know what I'm saying? Frankincense and myrrh. I used to rub my hands together and be like, okay. They'd be like, what's that smell? I'd be like, don't worry about it.
My pastor nephew, every year he has a consecration service where he has made a batch of oils that are made from all of the biblical ingredients that they spoke of, you know, the frankincense, the myrrh, the cardamom, you know. And of course, he blesses it, and he get, you know, we have a service, and, you know, they pray on you, and they give you a bottle of it. But, it helps. I try to do every morning to just pour a dab on my forehead into my scalp at the top, because that's oil to be absorbed, and it's coming through. You know, I might do a little dab with my lips and on my temples, you know, just to kind of guide my lips and my mind and my thoughts. And I'm out. Come with me. You know.
You know what? I am a little, I got kind of an ego and a little bit of arrogance when it comes down to the spiritual warfare. Because I'm a spiritual warrior. You may mess with my flesh, but spiritually, you can't touch me. You cannot touch me.
You bring out the other side of me.
Okay. I'm trying to tell you, I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
I do not live in fear. Okay. And that's just the way it is.
In the spiritual, we don't have those physical restraints and limitations in the physical.
Right.
That we have in the physical, you know. All my woes and aches is gone in that spiritual battle. So you got the new and improved me.
Okay.
That's what's up.
All right, Pastor, before we let you skate up out of here, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
Well, let me see. What is today? See, I lose days.
Monday. We need Gina. She always let us know what day it is. She's my calendar.
Happy Monday.
Oops. Did I say that out loud? The 11th, this coming Sunday, we're going to have none other than Sincere being featured. So y'all come on through. At the Inspiration Factory, Mr. Alonzo and myself. This is where we do poetry, praise, prayer, music,
fellowship.
Come see for yourself. Then you'll know, instead of hearing what I got to say, come see for yourself. But when you come, why don't you put on a piece of that that ball links, then come pay us a visit.
Okay,
I got mine.
Right.
Danielle, you get yours yet?
I got my ball links for him. I ain't playing, okay? I got mine.
Look, I remember at one point we was almost in competition with each other, but I think I found out to be a little too expensive. I had to concede in that race. I went,
that's
especially
all right.
When I found out I couldn't claim him on my taxes.
Right? Okay. I'm trying to tell you. I ain't even going to get into all of that. I'm not going to get into it. But I want to say thank you for coming through. I'm going to escort
Word
you
up.
Over to the Royale Lounge. Personally, you can grab something to drink. Bring through on the house.
Yes,
sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
One mic.
One love,
one
mic. God bless
you, Paul. Yo.
Yeah.
He went in tonight.
He definitely did. You know what I'm saying? That was that. Roy, he came through like royal oil.
Yes, he did. And that was a blessing. Now, Sergio, we got another caller up in here with your hands up. But if you got a song, you know,
I definitely got a song from this Paul. Definitely, I see whose hands is raised. But we gonna go right here.
All right, we'll be right back.
Just said my grace and then I ate. Got a particular taste. I just stuffed my pockets in my face. Okay, let's have a debate. We talking about popping, I promise I'm feeling the way. I took the bodies up out of my closet, I buried them deep and they still in the way. I know some little niggas got baptized. Trap guys, they can't put the drill in the way. Had to part ways with the sad vibe. Bad guy, you might be a villain today. Ask God why I didn't get an answer. Why I lose my brother to bullets. Why I lose my grandma to cancer. Why me, God, I need answers. Why a young nigga straight out of Atlanta? Why the judge and the cops tryna jam us? Why I keep getting all of these chances? Why me, God, I need answers. Speak your mind and you might get counseled. Pinky ring and it cost me a phantom. Whack the witness, the evidence tamper. Dirty money, the safest, the hamper. Yeah, my bitch, she a star and I stamped her. P.E. Jordan 3, this a sampler. I don't wanna do it, but I gotta do it. Gotta kill your nigga if it's me or you. He got fire, I got fire, nigga, light of fluid. Got away from the haters, say hallelujah. Shit be crazy, this shit be the closest to you. It's okay, cause they know that I come to do it. Hold your V up for Virgil with exclusive Louis. Bitch was geeking and tweaking, I hit a U-ing. Wrist hitting and glistening, this shit a movie. If you smoking the dough, then I'm tending to it. Watch when I step here, come my belt. Angel on my shoulder, but the devil on the left. I got a meal, not a meal from a shelf. I do it alone, I own myself. Niggas stay home for you, don't get left. Niggas playing dirty here below my belt. I'ma get the bad dude to show myself. Real shit again, I had to show myself.
Make room on my plate. I just said my grace and then I ate. Gotta put taste. I just stuffed my pockets in my face. Okay, let's have a debate. We talking about popping, I promise I'm feeling the way. I took the bodies up out of my closet, I buried them deep and they still in the way.
I fed up the crib with cars and halls, with art and all, I'm still out of space. Got a particular taste, to eat it, I guess. And I'm still stuffing my face. She got a natural rap like a natural. Do like the brush, she don't like the chalet. I was outside of the building, I'm owning the spot. When it be that you gotta have faith. I'm in a menace, like I said, every since you lost, bro, it ain't really much more I could take. I pop a 10 when it's late, mama told me to pray. I do that cause you know I can't play. You felt the fill up for real, we got rides in the back. But you know we ain't coming to play. You be up playing the states, I be up playing abroad with bras and mates.
Make room on my plate, I just said my grace and then I ate. Got a particular taste, I just stuffed my pockets in my face. Okay, let's have a debate. We talking about popping, I promise I'm feeling the way. I took the bodies up out of my closet, I buried them deep and they still in the way.
All right, welcome back. Yo, you be killing them with the hits, man. I'm trying to tell you some real shit. I love it. Yes. So we got another caller up in here. We got another family member of Epiphany. And the host, one of the hosts of the Just Jay and Gina show. So I'm going to open up this mic to Just Jay. Hey, Jay, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm fast asleep, and this is my ghost talking to you.
What up, yo?
Oh, Lord. Well, let's see if we can step up and get you to do a piece before you really get wired for Sam.
Yeah, you hear Paul's piece, and we're like, his spirit is arisen.
Hey, man, just trying to make sure if they get quiet dead, they might be trying to get a second chance. They just need to hear the right tone.
I hear that. All right, well, we ain't going to hold you up in here. Come on, bring us what you got. It's all good.
No doubt, bro.
We appreciate y'all.
All right.
If there were no more pens in the world, then what would I write with? I would write with the tip of my finger in the concrete, and I would write a poem so epic that the sparks would fly so high that the soot would blot the sun from the sky. And the purple rain that dripped would be my ink, and I would put that haze in the cans to be sprayed. And I would gather the ink in barrels for my descendants tomorrows, and I would paint fields of grass of deeds past with a mop head pirouetting and glittering phosphorescence as the splattering would make the grass grow. And the blots deep pools of waters, creating a poem that would shine like glass, because the poem would be baked in the essence as the sun's pen passes slowly over the top, drawing the stars and the night in its wake, glistening like a sweaty nape for scholars and students to glean over for decades to come. I would use my plume to paint a portrait of a woman who was more precious than gold and cover her in exotic clothes, roses, and rubies as we explore ourselves to what love is. And in this poem, we will put our mind to find those efficient pathways of where we are strong, of holding our hands in harmony, or I could jump into a barrel of ink and black out. Black out and awaken in the jungle where every breath is weighting the scales, where friend or foe was hard to tell, a place of falling shells. This place must be bells pinging and a whisk of a wrist, ears ringing and a twist of my stylus like this, and I'd be on an island near the equator, soaking in the local flavors of Grenada. Let me quit playing poem.
Damn.
All right now, going in.
You ain't coming to play neither.
I know. Dope piece, bro.
Yeah, that was
killing them.
I don't know how you do it. I can do a little bit of a tongue twister, but I can't go for long periods of time. That was dope. Yeah, I mean, well, you already know I'm a fan of your pieces, and this was a little bit different than your norm. Normally, you're a little softer spoken. But this one, the way you were pushing it was like it was intentional to make us feel it. And I appreciate that. I really, really do. Nice piece.
Thank you. Been enjoying the show, man. I wasn't sitting back sleeping. And I'm actually working on some videos and stuff right now.
Okay.
So listening to you guys do your thing and hear the poetry and the music was this perfect ambiance for me.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
That's what's up. Well, we ain't going to hold you. We're going to let you get back to handling your business, but just let everybody know, would you be so kindly to tell everybody what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio?
Yes, ma'am. This Saturday, we're going to be, I myself, Just Jay, and Gina Storm, we will be at the Just Jay and Gina show, where we haven't figured out what we're going to do yet. But we're going to do something. Tune in at 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern, and check us out. We'll be there at 319-527-6300. Like Gina be saying, don't meet me there, beat me there.
Hey. Okay. I like that. All right, Jay, I'm going to escort you over to the Royale Lounge. Paula's over there. Y'all can have a little bit of conversation or whatever. You can get yourself something to drink. Sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
Y'all
one love,
take
one
care
mic.
Of much, bro.
You too, brother.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Man,
yeah.
I think it's time to pull out some more poetry, but before we do that, I got to pay another bill up in here, so I'll be right all back right. to y'all. Ray, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please, don't just sit there and listen. Put your hand up. We love you to participate. Right? But if if you just want to sit back and enjoy the poetry, that's fine as well. We appreciate you coming in, period. Period. Okay.
Yeah.
So, what else did you bring for us, Sergio?
I'm going back in time. I mean, this piece is titled Nostalgic Presence.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Under the streetlight back home, running after school, me and friends was young dudes cutting the fool. Days of hitting different blocks, hanging at the candy store, knowing damn well parents waiting to give us stupid-ass chores. Besides start and finish homework, books with back covers, snapped on by the suckers, but blended with the others, kitchen smelling like a southern home, well, I'm in New York. In those days, barely steak I ate, fork had pork chops. Red rice, mac and cheese, made from scratch, delicious fried chicken, tasty finger licking, and that was soul food living. Banana cake with frosting, even triple-layered yellow. Happy was this fellow, thanking Grandma for the special. Clothing on my backside, haircut sharp as stacks. Yeah, I'm going way back so my kids will know the facts. Music playing that was gospel, also soul sounds I heard. It was always good to remember all the elders' words, and that's that piece.
All the elders, you know, what I appreciate about your piece is you always bring up the ancestors and the elders, and I love that because I'm a very, very spiritual person, and I could feel them covering me and working in my life. And I just, man, it's something about talk about them. That's what's up, man. Nice.
The remembrance. You always got to mention them, you know what I'm saying? Let them know that you appreciate all that they have given for us to breathe in this life right now. You know what I'm saying? So one day we're going to be one of the elders of the ancestors, you know what I'm saying? And they're going to be singing the same thing we sing in different ways, but it's going to be right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what you got next? What
you have? Something old as well, because I got to be honest with y'all. I have not, that spark within me for writing, I just haven't, you know, it hasn't, yeah, maybe it needs some Flintstone to hit it and you know, bring it out in me again. It's not that I don't have anything to write. I think I'm just paying attention to so many other things going on.
I could dig
it. You know, I'm just going in my archives, y'all. That's it. But I got something for you.
That's what's up. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called I Love to Write Your Image. I'm not a virgin to the mic, but I get nervous every time I step up to it. So if you'll allow me some patience within your piece, you can get this poetry. I love to write your image. I exposed my pen so that you could see me. I spilled my ink on your canvas because you asked for me, not pieces or a part of. So the only present that I ever want to receive is the presence of you. I love to write your image. I peek through my tangled tresses and see the inner strength behind the water in your eyes. That search for peace in your face from a spirit radiating a bright fire that says, tread lightly. Love to write your image. Absorbing each and every syllable of power behind your words spoken, never loosely expressed from frivolity nor cavalier. Because it's personal. I love to write your image upon the bricks of my remembrance, and my sad eyes shine whenever I gaze your way, as I am completely enthralled within the stimulating, intoxicating intelligence. Many times our eyes have spoken without uttering a single word from our lips. So burn it upon my forevermore, for lasting. Spray it upon my forgetting moments, so as it passes to forgetting, loudly will I read your image, written with the love I have when writing. I love to write your image. And I just want to love you in the most amazing way, because change is inevitable but necessary. Simply put, for you are unforgettable, and I love to write your image. And that's that piece.
Yo, that's what's up. Love to write your image.
Yo, that was a prompt from the get down, I think maybe 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. Yeah, and I have added to it over the years. But it's like I say, our poetry is never finished. It's just paused.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's right.
How about another song for us, Sergio?
I was just thinking that, too, and I got one right on deck. All right, we'll be right back, y'all.
Okay.
Issued rhythms that are on the rise. Step right up with an open circuit. Get this current. Don't you know it's worth it? Presented with tribe centricity. Compared, don't you know? Vibe electricity. Strong like a bomb. Quick like a comet. Can I get whatever from Mr. Muhammad?
Sample sing the score. brothers try to pose. Up with the tribesmen, rhythm on your toes. Yes, it's the funk again, appreciate the flow. Denounce the circuit breakers, do it with the best. The movers and the shakers, busting out the heat. Vince for at my vehicle, burning up the felt. Rhythm's up to me, it will be strong like a bomb. Quick like a comet, can I get whatever from Mr. Muhammad?
Welcome back once again. Your music always takes me back. I already told you, take me back to some time. 10 feet bikes, layered haircuts, door knocker earrings, little, you know, half shirts. I never wore no booty shorts, but you know, I've had some pretty short shorts on, you know, and I had my kids on and my pom-pom socks, all that good stuff, you know. Riding around, cruising around Philly. We ain't call it riding, a bike riding. We call it cruising around Philly.
I can dig it. You know, man, I was roaming around the city back in the times when I definitely had the felines and the guest jeans and shit, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, I remember, yes, I was part of that crowd that had to get them felines first when they first came out, yep.
I remember they had the song back in the day, the felines.
Okay.
After they had the TV hearing, they had the feline joint.
Yes, good memory, son, good memory.
Yeah, true indeed.
All right.
I got another piece.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. This piece is titled Affirmative Affection. Externally and purposely project a little showcase, the same as yesterday when I'm displayed in plain sight. The cool factor is high living around whatever vibes. I'm so damn confident I can live outside my lady's eyes. Bring her back the truth so she understand and heal. What come and now was gone wasn't really for real. Smokescreen mirrors set up as a mirage, designed to camouflage where you all make your mark. World so evil, I learned to mix and mingle quietly. This is a multimedia society filled with blasphemy. Venomous perpetrators hissing from out of hindsight, kill their senses of light, flow as peppermint on the recite. Fresh, clear type of air from out of nowhere. Forgivable when they go there. Call liaisons to appear. Back inside the circle, don't get knocked off your square. Be one of the motivators from the creator that we fear. Many times, life isn't fair. It's a subway in the morning. Hold on, someone is calling because another soul has fallen. Surge.
Be nice if I could take myself off of mute, right?
I do it too.
Yeah, I think we've all been there. That was a dope piece, though. That was really a dope piece. Have you?
Thank you.
Have you? Let me ask you this question before I get into my piece. Have you always the way that you give it to us, or did you have to find your way through? Like, did you challenge yourself to try different ways to sound, your tone, your flow, all of that, or have you always fit this way?
I think it just evolved all the time, just through spirit and sound. So when I listen to different sounds, it's the melodic format of it, and then I just start writing. You know what I'm saying? Just start coming out the way it does.
Okay. That's what's up.
So like I said, I think over the years, I just evolved, you know what I'm saying, as a poet, being around a lot of people. And I've just been in my own bag. You know what I mean? Like, comes how it comes, you know. But thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. Welcome. All right. So this is called My Hidden Away. And this is, this has a lot to do with, I'm going to just say, a woman's heart is a deep ocean of secrets. Let's put it that way. All right. If my eyes could show my soul, your hearts would cry when you see me smile. Sometimes we miss the chance to run through the happy light because we get lost in the shadow of why they hurt us. So I'd stopped wondering how I was seen in the eyes of others because I know who I am. But when I'd fallen in love and realized that he couldn't see me, hope's curiosity awakened questions like, what part of my beautiful would he want to know? Should I even expose my full light to him? Hidden desire is so unfair because he moves something deep within me that I don't know if it's the way he speaks, his beautiful mind, or just his existence that has mastered my heart. But he's definitely my muse. Maybe I'll just continue to keep etchings of the perfect relationship hidden on the canvas of my mind, because it is my secret to keep after all. And it wasn't my intentions to fall. I didn't plan on being in love. I just wasn't looking. But keeping my truth hidden away is slowly but surely becoming a dwindling thought process. Like the last of winter leaves clenching to black branches, knowing it's becoming the past. Yet I embrace the organics of it and bring myself to stillness, witnessing the natural blending of colors in nature emerge, because everything I've touched with tenderness has pricked like thorns under the beautiful rose on its stem. Alas, though everything in life has to do with our heart, the path worth taking lies in the tangled forest between heart, mind, ego, and soul. Yet hope drowned in darkness continues emergence from the nighttime, bright as fireflies. Change is an inevitable season, but a constant. So whether I reveal my love to him or not, just as in silence alone, I feel my heart and continue to marvel at the miracle of how timing is the perfect measure and everything's in sync between nature's simplistic beat. This is sacred. So I will always care. That's that piece.
Damn. Excuse me. Yeah, that was a Black Rob moment. Whoa.
Thank you.
You definitely know how to bring them pieces out. I tell you what, whether old, new, fresh, or whatever, you make it sound like it was just brought to attention. You know what I mean? Like right there. It never expires, like you said. You know. It's the peace within the peace, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Thank you. So let's keep this rolling. What else you got?
Hey, all right. This piece right here is called Poetical Pastries.
Mike is yours.
All right, thank you. My delightful, delicious, delicate batter of pound cake, lovely with its round shape created through my mind state, background prep and line cook, protege to chef, interesting, slow cook, non-traditionally catch wreck, breakfast prepared, scrambled eggs, fruit and toast, side of bacon or sausage with some tea, coffee is roast, conducted to the oven, engineer running a stovetop, no need to check a wristwatch, I even stop clock. Green machine maker, change the body in a few weeks. Treat the lifestyle, no pancakes unless the flour wheat. Garlic and fresh asparagus sauteed as the chicken baked. Sweet potatoes on the top rack as my mind starts to race. Timeline comfortable, music fill my kitchen nice. Cup of milk waiting for that cake to cool down and be sliced. It's a beautiful day inside the home filled with peace. Even my house guests, even my house guests appreciate marvelous measures of me.
Oh man, that was beautiful. I love that.
Thank you.
You know, I'm big on peaceful atmosphere, peace of mind, and inner peace. I'm just, man, I love that right there. That was awesome.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I got
all right,
something else.
Step back and let you do you.
Thank you. All right. This is called Pacified Romance. I'm going to try to keep this a little clean for y'all. Some would ask about my guilty pleasures. I tell them I don't feel guilty about any of my pleasures. Nonetheless, we were pressure. So I am reminiscing upon fallen feelings of past hidden memories of stimulating energy exchange. From when he'd become intoxicated, inhaling sacred spaces of me and paint love on my skin, hijacking my attention as thoughts of him startle sensations of invasions in hidden parts only he can visit. But these are my favorite emotions. My mind, plagued with injected thoughts of him, mounting me as his hands colonize my waist and hips and lower lips. Pictures in my memories of us in that mirror are an everlasting scene. As everything in me cries to the universe for our energies of rhythmic collisions of skin to skin to convene. So that lascivious match of lust was quickly struck, igniting the fire of a deep-rooted desire to be touched, specifically as he touched me. I miss the way his face gets drenched while I squirt and make that beautiful mess, allowing my orgasmic cup to overflow when he gives me permission to quench his thirst and just devours every single drop he could catch. Now I'm borderline obsessed. I wonder if he misses my scent. And that's that piece.
Oh, damn. Ooh, excuse me. I had to clear my throat on that one. Hey, that was what it was. That was so many different things to say behind it. And what I was like, that was like. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to take you back to church.
Oh, man. Thank you.
I love that piece. It definitely was. I was sitting back like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
You got some pieces on that. But look, we got a hand held up high.
Oh, sucker. Who we got up in here? Oh,
yeah.
I know who this is. I'm going to bring in this next caller. This, Sergio, is Mr. Lewis Speaks.
All right.
Hello. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
What's up?
How you doing tonight? All right. I'll tell you what, y'all out here throwing some masterpieces tonight. Y'all are doing your thing. I just want to say something love and doing the show, all that good stuff. I just had to get on here and say that. Y'all out here doing it. I'm trying to step my game up. Get with the girl. So I appreciate that y'all doing it. I just wanted to tell y'all that. For real.
No doubt. Thank you.
We got a little bit
distortion.
It's just a little bit of distortion in your sound. I don't know what it is, but it sounds. We call it. You sound like Robo Negro. That's what we call it when we have when people sound like that when they call in. It's just like a computerized sound. You know what I'm saying?
What about them?
Say a couple more things. I can't.
Yeah. Oh, hell. He dropped his line.
Call back in. You got like, you know, like 18 minutes. Yeah, because at 11 o'clock, Blog Talk Lady, she ain't got no chill. She will cut you off, and you will not be able to get back in here. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Well, until you call back in, I got another piece, one of my favorites I love.
All right, well, let's do this. The mic is yours.
All right. This piece is titled Brown Sugar Love Jones. Thought it was you and I. Just forget the other guy. Allow my eyes to look inside while your heart is open wide. Provide you with mystery and replay our history. Remember kissing me as I caressed your body. Touch on moments where there were no dark, crazy days. All the times you were afraid, I moved them all away. While your smile was kept beautiful instead of looking miserable, as we walked around, I saw different men hitting on you. Only by a stare and a look, I moved you closer. When your girlfriends had you doubt me, I rebuilt my motor. Ran with an exquisite living purpose of being. Brought to life your dreams that they had you scheming. So I turned into a soldier of love and found another who could open up a window and look inside of her lover. No longer on standby, I rise like no other. Goodbye. Wipe the tears from your eyes, we gave it a good try. To be so in love with you and always so comfortable, amazing and wonderful that you allowed me to get to know you. Our worlds are so personal, can't ever stop thinking about the times I'm in the house on my couch inside of a drought. So I pray maybe one day you receive my special Mayday. Send a signal to the shore. I reside in Cape May. Wait for that beacon of light to shine upon me. Meet you at a destination with my lovely angel on me. Music and love are so well combined together, as if affection and intimacy bring forth sunny weather. Good vibes and prosperity of existing in great moments. This is my open letter written by me, the chosen poet, Serge.
Wow. Wow. That seems like Blog Talk is acting up. I love the piece. But
Thank you.
Mr. Lewis Speaks said he got disconnected. I hope he can try and call back in. Got 9 minutes to get up in here. Because I would love to hear him get on the mic.
Yeah.
The piece,
I think
as always.
He didn't raise his hand, but I see his number is right there. You know what I mean? He usually open his mic up, or what you think?
Let me see, because he said he got disconnected. Let me see. Are you
Hello?
Still with us? Mr. Lewis Speaks. Can you hear us? Okay, you know what? Yeah, I think it's that sometimes the number remains on the switchboard even though their call has dropped.
Okay.
So, All right. You know.
Well, if you got another piece, just release.
I got something now. I got something now.
All right.
I got something
now. All right, Dale.
All right, this is called Soul Surgeon. I did a background check on him, and his qualifications met the requirements. During my research, I found that he healed himself, and that's what got him in the door. But what got him the keys was he showed me that he was light enough in his spirit and on his feet to still dance with me should a storm of life hit us. And that he was grounded enough to receive my natural medicine should we find ourselves in a place of hurt and damaged. Because I never want my touch to become his stranger. That it would be enough for his soul to always just feel I love you, should either of us lose the ability to speak. That making love goes beyond our sheets because our spirits will always recognize our energies and will always intertwine. That he never has to walk through a field of landmines to touch my heart because he taught me how to turn my fear they used against me into my strength. I was completely naked for him because when he undressed my soul, he kissed it from head to toe. And just when I thought it couldn't get any better, he gifted me a set containing one mic with a pad and a pen and told me to scribe my magic of how beautiful life is to be lived and then bless him with those words through my voice. He's not only a good medicine for my spirit, he's a soul surgeon. And I gave him the keys to my heart when I knew that I loved him. And that's that piece.
Damn. That was beautiful. Damn sure
Thank
was.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
You're coming out the trenches tonight. It's going down. You know what I mean?
I'm trying. But
Cinco.
Sergio, it actually 6 minutes to 11, and I'm I think this show has been amazing. Honestly, I really do.
It
always
was.
Enjoy myself. I love this going back and forth with our poetry between us. You know,
yeah.
And It gives me a chance to show y'all how I started out in my poetry because a lot of these pieces are really, really old. And how I have progressed and my pen has grown. My way of speaking, I had to learn breath control. I had to learn tone. Textures and changes and all of that, and I have learned from every last one of you guys, and I'm so grateful. I truly, truly appreciate it, Mr. Lewis Speaks. I'm so sorry that you got booted. Blog Talk does that from time to time with us, and it makes it hard for us to get back in sometimes. But fear not, there will be plenty of other shows. Plenty of other microphones waiting for you to get in here on. And just when you get ready to, you know, get up in here, just get up in here before 11. Okay.
Word. Hey,
Quincy,
you know,
I'm hollering out at you, girl. For real, I see you up in here listening. So I appreciate y'all calling in and just checking us out, you know, throughout the show. I'm going to start putting people on Front Street. When I just see you listening. Because you know I
put them on blast.
Yes. These are amazing poets. These are top-tier poets. Yeah, I don't know what they're scared of. Maybe they just at work and they can't, you know, they can't get to a boom closet and spit. But we love y'all just the same. And thank you for calling in. You know,
I'm going to
give a couple more closing words, and then I'm going to hand it mic over to Sergio, and then he can take us out with a song. So, as I always say, get that good relationship going with yourself, because therein lies spirit. And continue to love and respect one another. And please be careful. These germs are still out here attacking folks. And this has been a gentle winter, so they really running rampant. Okay, that's where they thrive, in the moisture and in the warm weather. And with that, I love y'all, and I'm going to say peace. Back to you, Sergio.
Yeah, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in, calling in. Even if you're on standby, just checking everything out, that's beautiful. We accept that. We appreciate that. And special shout-out to our CEO, Larry Maddox, for real, the poet, you know what I mean? It's been a beautiful adventure, man. This journey is real, man. So appreciate all the Epiphany family, you know what I mean? Hey, y'all help with my evolution, with my poetry, you know what I mean? So I'm here right now, so... check us out next Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, King and Queen's Quarters, Sergio and the Divas. I'm going to take y'all out like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We all mine. Oh, yeah. Come on, come on. To everybody that be living it up, we say. So living it up, Come on, baby, think you're typical. Every day, one night thing, it's the physical. I'ma love you tonight, gang. Love calling your name, put your phone in the range and roll over. I just really wanted to hold you. This time, get to know you. That's a good chick. Before it's all over, I'ma meet this chick. Probably treat this chick more better. Cause if you ain't, no, thugs and ladies go together. Pop in my collar, partner, who in the spot? Baby, rule in the spot, in the mug, in the box. Love me. Half of y'all hate me, half y'all love me. The ones that hate me only hate me cause they don't trust me. And they say I'm lucky. You think I got time to blow all this dough and do all these shows? On flight in the llama charging white robe. Uh-oh, another episode.
Do I do?
To everybody that be living it up, we say.
What I do?
And all my ladies that be giving it up, living it up, we say. Show love with more passion than average, and I ain't mad at you. Never leave you alone, cause the song when I'm home, like the song when I'm gone. We both grown, both got minds of our own. Let's be hit it off at first sight, like love don't fit. Many songs, baby, love of yo, hate it over. Prissy women, the women that know it's that old. But you know the movie, living it up, and got all of y'all giving it up. I'm like, little ooh, baby, I'm cute to you. With a body that rides on sexual, I got a stick, I'll ride right next to you. Doing donuts and guts, and I open it up. On the freeway, hand on the wheel, foot on the clutch. Rule, baby, not giving it up.
Do I do?
To everybody that be living it up, we say.
What I do?
And all my ladies that be giving it up.
What you do?
To everybody that be living it up, we say.
What do I do?
And all my ladies that be giving it up.
My love.
Come on, we get loud. Come on, we get right. Live your life. Love, you so sexy. I just want you next to me. Your whole vibe like a sign in ecstasy. Cause ain't nothing but an ink thing, baby. I know the world is going crazy. I wanna feel your passion. Come when you act. Laugh when you cry. Cry when you laugh. But ain't nothing happening. Homegirl got a little upside. Turned off the light and started crashing. The radio blast between me and you. But you ain't on the low with the freezing and you. Cause I thought you knew
what I do.
You know why I know
what I do.
Cause it ain't a good night if you don't act right. Like Teddy Peeler, turn off the lights and grind it out. Taking no time out till the sun come out. Let me find out. To everybody that be living it up, we say
what
get loud. Come on, we get right. It's my time.